Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians.
It was about $60,000 for us to bring service there, but there were 12 businesses that were interested. We covered $5,000 each, and we are currently, this week and next week, in the process of installing them.
Wonderful.
After going through that construction process.
Okay, so the possibilities are there, and all they have to do is give you a call.
Yep.
All right, what's your number again?
805-792-2213.
Wonderful. Well, excellent. Well, thank you for keeping everybody connected here in the North County, Jill. And
thank you.
We'll look forward to seeing you again next week.
Yes, thank you very much.
You bet.
All right.
Okay, so let's see here. Let's have a little chat with Phoebe. Now, Phoebe, I met Phoebe, I can't even remember how many months ago.
Probably seven months ago.
Yeah. And so what impressed me most about this young woman is that she has a very, I would say, a rare license to operate hot air balloons.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that. How is that, a certification or a license?
It is. I'm certified through the FAA, so it's actually very similar to having like an airline pilot's license.
Interesting.
We're just not instrument rated.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a commercial license, which I plan to use here in the area, and I am planning to start in spring 2018 a small hot air balloon company. Paso Balloons. And until then, I'm in the area checking it out. I'll do a few test flights to find the best flight path
mm-hmm.
to take guests. Our flights, we typically meet at 5:45 a.m. to 7 a.m. somewhere. It depends on the time of the year.
It's an early morning venture.
It is, but it's definitely worth it for a sunrise flight.
No, so where do you currently operate out of, or how... Where
right now, I live in the Bay Area,
mm-hmm.
But I've been flying for a few different companies. I'm typically between Kalispell, Montana, Phoenix, Arizona, and Napa.
Wow, so you get to see a lot of the Earth from a very different perspective.
Yes.
And is it really quiet when you're up there?
It's incredibly quiet, unless I'm running the burner,
right,
which is typically just for a few seconds at a time to control my altitude,
mm-hmm.
then it's completely silent. It's pretty much like you're in a real National Geographic video shot. It's incredible.
Wonderful. So what made you want to become a hot air balloon pilot?
I never saw it in my cards, but I went for one flight, my landlord in Australia. I was living there, and he was the balloon pilot. I went for a flight, and I fell in love, and just...
That was it.
It was an instant connection, and I knew that was it.
Interesting. Now, so, and I know a little tiny bit about an airplane license. Procedure is it? Can you also fly an airplane, a fixed wing aircraft, or is that different? Okay.
So it
is obviously different.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they train you for the also the same thing.
No, hopefully in the future I'd be able to add on that licensing. But no,
is that something that you're interested in?
Definitely, aviation junkie.
You just like to be in the air.
I love it.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Excellent. So again, what is the name then of the business that you were planning on bringing here?
Paso Balloons, and you can get a hold of me if you have questions about our flight services and that kind of thing at pasoballoons.com, and that has all of my information.
Mm.
So what I'm hoping to bring is rides to the area for people, also used for tethered events for weddings or...
Oh, I remember doing that when I was
parties.
In sixth grade.
Yep. And also I have advertisement space on my balloon, which is pretty much a 30-foot billboard.
And how would that work?
You can put banners on the outside of the balloon.
Oh, okay.
So I have two spaces for that.
And
I'm offering that to businesses if anyone's interested. So when I do my morning flights, that's also shown to anyone on the ground that's
anybody
watching us.
See it. So the last time that I spoke with you, we were just talking about how we used to see hot air balloons floating across. I live out in the east part of rural Templeton, and it's, just a patchwork quilt of vineyards and pastures and all that kind of stuff. So I can imagine it's a neat place to, to view as you're floating around. We noticed, there are no hot air balloons anymore. And unfortunately, the operator that used to have the last business here had passed away. Okay.
And ideally, I would love to expand that so you could bring your entire family out.
Mm-hmm. Is that part of a licensing thing, or is the basket not big enough?
Yeah, the basket and the balloons, they're just not big enough. So I have something for private rides right now, which is actually really nice, and it's intimate because compared to some companies across the United States, a lot of balloon companies hold 24 passengers in their balloon.
Really?
And a lot of people don't know that, so when they call to go take a balloon flight, they show up and they're actually quite surprised with how many people are on board with them.
It's not a romantic balloon flight that they
were
imagining.
And here the flights are $295 per person for an hour flight with a few snacks and coffee in the morning before the flight and champagne brunch after.
Oh.
And the nice thing about it is we only take 2 to 3 people, and in other areas it's $2,200 an hour for the same service.
I wouldn't have even thought to ask how much is it to float around in a hot air balloon. So $295 here
per person.
And
if you were
$2,200 if you are going somewhere else.
If you wanted to do a private flight, it's $2,200 for an hour.
Holy mackerel. Wow. That's a wonderful service that you're going to be bringing to folks down here. So are you partnering with wineries, I would imagine? Or what are you doing to promote?
So I would love to meet with anyone who's interested in the ballooning and just give them a little information about it. And definitely here to make relationships with people to get to know the area and just make friends, really. I'm coming down alone and just.
All right. So, and you're also looking for some other part-time work in the meantime, which
Definitely. Is
a great way to meet people.
Yes.
And what is it that you would like to see yourself doing if you weren't floating around in the sky?
Gosh, so many things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very social, so anything that involves talking to people. I'm also, I love any kind of physical work as well, like working on a ranch or anything like that. But I can also work on the computer as well. I have a degree in public relations and marketing.
Oh, well, that's interesting to know. That's good to know.
Yep, but definitely looking for work so I can get down here, get used to the area, and I would love to have something to do after my flight since I'm done at 9 a.m. every day.
So. Oh, okay. So you have the rest of the whole day to do something fun. Well, wonderful. And Phoebe, what's your last name?
Phoebe Brown.
Phoebe Brown. And people can get a hold of you by going to the website.
TassoBalloons.com. Right now, I haven't launched anything yet, but it does, on the contact page, have my email, my phone number, so you can get a hold of me.
And do you have social media yet?
No, I do not.
Not quite yet. Okay.
No.
All right. Excellent. Well, we look forward to hearing more about the development of your business.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm so glad to see you today. I haven't seen you in a long time.
Thank you, Mo, for bringing
us. So with that, as a matter of fact, now Mo gets to be in the hot seat. So we've been doing Coffee at the Carlton here this is our third year, and you can call in at 323-580-5755. And folks kind of flow in and out of Coffee at the Carlton. We have it every single week, and the reason we do that is in case you can't make it one particular week, you know that we'll always be having it. And so I love it. When Mo walks in today, she's like, what's going on? We have a different format today. So welcome, and
Thank
welcome
you
to our new
me,
format.
Marie. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. Towards the end of the show, my throat gets a little froggy. So tell us, what is it that you do here in our beautiful North County?
Well, several things. I am the sales manager at Le Cuvier Winery. It's a small boutique winery on the west side of Paso. It's located at 3333 Vine Hill Lane. Mm-hmm. We are open from Thursday through Monday, closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Okay.
We do not distribute our wine, so it's, like I say, a very small boutique winery. It's almost 90% allocated to wine club members right out of the gate when we release our wine. So it's nice to have people come up, see what we have to offer on these real specialty craft wines. And then we do have a full-time chef on board, so we do a food pairing with each one of our wines just to give you more of an experience to basically see what ingredients pair lovely with these wines while you're enjoying it with your loved ones.
Well, and I'm sitting here watching, you know, with a big smile on my face because I've been there and I've had this experience, and it's so amazing. It's like the best kept secret of wine tasting, I think. And all the morsels are so delicious, and I still remember the little potato and chives.
Oh, yes. And the nice thing about Marie, you'll have to come back because on that note, since you've been in, we've been very blessed and we've done so well that we're almost sold out of all our wine. So our next release is February 1.
Oh, okay.
Because we're almost sold out and we don't have a full spectrum of wines at this time, we are closing the winery.
You get to have a real vacation?
I get to have a real vacation from January 1st through January 10th. We'll reopen on the 11th, and we'll release all new wines 3 weeks early because of the setback of being, not a setback, a wonderful thing that we're such a small production and we age for such a long time in barrel, at least 3 years before we can actually release it to our guests. So we will be closed at the winery from January 1st. We'll reopen on January 11th.
Okay.
So, yes, the entire staff gets to go on a 10-day vacation.
On a 10-day vacation, which is very well needed because you guys work very hard. Even though you're closed 2 days of the week, you're still – I mean, that place is just booked the whole time.
Yeah,
busy. And having conversations with people, like to start and stop and start and stop and start and stop, 10 to 20 different conversations in one day?
At least, yeah.
That's exhausting.
Yes.
And it's constant.
Right, and you meet people from all over the world, and you are just trying to get a second date with them. And when they do come back to Paso, they'll come back to Le Cuvier and or join our club and just be part of our small family.
Is there ever a point that you will have to close membership? Because
Thank you for asking that.
Yeah, because you guys, and I remember that the ebb and flow, the economy, again, we'll bring that up, was a real blow to
a lot of members. Mm-hmm. Now we're over about 1,950 wine club members.
Wow.
We can probably take roughly 50 to 75 more, and then we'll be completely allocated and people will have to go on a waiting list at that time.
Wow. So you hear that? A birthday, a Christmas present for your loved one would be a club membership at Le Cuvier Winery.
Absolutely.
Now, is there anything else that you do? Do you wear any other hats?
Well, let's see. Yes, I do. Thank you for asking.
You're
that
very
well.
Wonderful. You're very welcome. And you're wonderful.
Thank you. Well, I actually also work at AMSUN Solar part-time as a solar consultant. So we are the top-rated solar company in the Central Coast. As you know, there's a lot of solar companies out there. The reason that we get the highest ratings is because of our service value and solutions.
I will attest to that.
And Marie did do solar with me, so it's a wonderful
thing. Well, my mother-in-law did solar with you, and that was amazing.
Yes.
She loves it.
Yes.
And Mo, we could not have done it without you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. We're we concentrate all of our business at the Central Coast, so when you do call, you don't get an 800 number, you get a live person, and once you decide to go solar with AMSUN Solar, we hold your hand through the entire process from start to finish.
Yes, you do. And then there's a wonderful referral program that you have as well.
There is. And thank you so much for asking that. Yes, that's a question.
Bring it to light.
We do offer a referral program because there's so much competition out there. We would love to have the opportunity to give somebody a solar bid and hopefully work with them. And if you refer somebody to me and they do install with us after installation, we do give them a $500 referral fee as a thank you.
Did you hear that?
$500
referral fee. That's amazing.
Yes.
So that does work, I would imagine. And you don't have to do a whole lot of advertising because then it typically becomes word of mouth.
It becomes word of mouth. So most of the clients that I've started with now are just referring these people, so it's really nice.
Nice. And yeah, and so you don't really have to get out there and beat the pavement. You just are, you know, blessed to have referrals that come your way.
Blessed to have referrals and the opportunity to constantly meet people through the winery and people
coffee
that
at the Carlton
here, coffee at the Carlton.
And I don't know how quick we could keep this answer, but the closure of Diablo Canyon, which is our, you know, nuclear power plant
Correct.
Here that provides, how, what's the percentage that they provide here? 20% of our energy comes from them here on the Central Coast. But there's obviously been this trend of people switching over to solar.
Correct.
And how do you see your business being affected by that? Just a lot more people going solar?
Yeah, a lot more people going solar. Matter of fact, that's another great question because of several of the gentlemen that work at the power plant have called me to put solar on their residence. because the increase in cost is usually 6 times a year with PG&E. So with all the costs involved in closing down the plant, the PG&E bills are just going to continue to rise. So the biggest mistake is not moving forward with solar at this point in time.
It is. You've got to have solar. And then pretty soon we'll start buying our batteries so that we can store our solar and not rely on a grid.
Correct.
That's kind of where we're headed in our household.
Excellent.
Yeah, we'll have to.
You
that'll
are
be the next
path. Yes, you're on the right path.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. It's always nice to see you here and hear what's going on at the winery. I can't believe that you guys are going to close for 10 days.
I know.
Wow. You know, if you're a winery out there, I think everybody in the winery business does want to close for at least 30 days in the month of January.
Yes, it is. It's a nice time to close because so many people are. Really, January 1st, after all the holiday parties are kind of
done. We don't want to get in the way of anybody's New Year's resolution.
Exactly, correct. So we'll just start back up on the 11th, and we'll go from there and give everybody a little breather.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here. I hope that you all continue to join us every Wednesday and give us updates, and
of
we can talk more about the energy crisis here in California.
Okay.
Yeah, all we'll keep things light. How's that sound?
Yeah.
No, I noticed that Dina Alexander has walked into the room, and we have just a few more minutes. Thank you, Mel, very much. Absolutely. To kind of get an update of a few things that are going on Traffic Way, there's a couple of community groups that meet here in the downtown area, and we have, let's see here, just a couple more minutes, so we'll have you take us out of our show today. Good morning, Dina. How are you?
Good morning, Maria. I'm fine. And how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Nope.
Okay.
No,
me
I'm not
either.
At all. And you know, actually, that's a kind of an interesting question. What is being ready for Christmas?
I don't know.
I mean, it's Christmas every day, right? Here in the Central Coast. So.
Yeah.
But no, I have not put up a tree, and I have not decorated, but I would like to.
And you know, I always have a hard time getting into the Christmas spirit until I get to decorate the hotel.
And now I see
and,
this. Yes.
And that really does change my mindset to really enjoy it. And I want to invite anybody that wants to take a beautiful picture by our Christmas trees on the stairwell. It's a great spot for a family photo for Christmas cards, that type of thing.
And I do remember seeing a lovely little photo of a cute little Christmas elf sitting right there on social media. That was so cute.
I forgot about that.
What was that? What do you mean?
So I volunteered as an elf, one of Santa's elves, for Winter Wonderland last Friday night.
Oh, yes.
It was so much fun.
Oh, tell us about
that.
We didn't get to talk a little. I know Terry was in, had kind of a time crunch.
Right.
So how did the event go for you guys?
It was spectacular. She estimated that there were about 10,000 people there.
Wow.
Throughout Sunken Gardens. It was a wonderful crowd. I got to talk to all the little kids that were getting ready to go see Santa, and they were just so excited because they couldn't see him from where we were. And I said, he's just right around the corner, you know, and they'd ask me questions like, well, what do you do for Santa?
Oh my gosh.
It was, and how does Santa get down the chimney and stuff like that, you know?
They're still innocent.
They're
out
very,
there.
Very
how
innocent.
Sweet.
But then there was a couple of teenage boys, and they were really cute too, but they said, well, I need to talk to Santa because he owes me money from a couple years.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that Shannon was making those types of those deals. or maybe they thought that Santa owed them some money from. That's kind of interesting. I'd like to hear more about what they were thinking.
I know. Anyway, so it was a really fun experience. I have my elf costume ready for next year, and All right. Doing that again. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. So anything, so the Tamale Festival happens
right.
in the Sunken Gardens. Anything going on here in the last couple of seconds that we have that people need to be aware of here in this block?
Just like
right now, we had that beautiful, will you wear the fashion show?
Way down among Brazilians.